Well, after 2 years of construction, the Whitney Museum of American Art is showing off its new downtown home. The edgy new building, designed by Renzo Piano, sits on Ganzevoort Street between West Street and the High Line, overlooking the Hudson. So, how does it look? Here with a review are James Russell, architecture critic for Bloomberg News, and Lee Rosenbaum, who blogs as Culture Girl for ArtsJournal.com. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
And James, Renzo Piano is a well-known architect, and he's created a huge space. It's three times what the Whitney has today. What do you think about the design and the size of the new building?
Well, I'm sure the museum is thrilled with the size of these spaces because they're so much more flexible than their fairly small floor plates that they have uptown. And that was an explicit intention of this building on this site. And it's an amazing site. It's right at the southern edge of the High Line, and it sort of heads like a tugboat toward the river. So you see the Hudson River on the other end of it.
It is, you know, located in one of the hottest parts of town, that meatpacking district there by the High Line. I mean, what do you think of the setting?
Well, the building to some extent takes advantage of the setting. I think the most exciting aspect of it are these stepped terraces that rise up from the High Line, you know, in kind of a slope. And so from three different levels, you'll be able to step out, look at art on a terrace, gaze at the city, which has a kind of fantastic fabric and texture from that area. And then people will be looking up from the High Line at you, and you'll be looking down at the High Line. So it will be kind of fantastic.
A lot of interaction. Lee, I understand it also includes the largest column-free gallery in the city. What does that look like? What does it look like inside?
Well, what it looks like inside now is a lot of construction. I mean, one of the problems in reviewing and assessing this is we can't see really what the finished product will be, but it's huge. It is 18,000 square feet. That gallery is going to be for temporary exhibitions, and the collection galleries are above. So the flexibility, which James mentioned, will, of course, allow them to just reconfigure every time they do an exhibition to whatever the needs of that art might be, and they could have several shows. Or they could have one huge show. The possibilities are endless. But I'm a little concerned about the lack of any kind of architecture in the interior of the collection gallery. Somehow one might want a little more sense of permanence. Those will also be kind of knockdown architecture where you can repartition and rejigger whenever you want to. So much more flexibility than the Breuer building, which did feel sometimes hermetic and restrictive. We have to see how it works in practice.
And I hear there are also some 15,000 square feet of outdoor galleries. How are they going to use those?
Well, there's going to be public, public spaces. There's going to, spaces for the people in the building to enjoy the outside and to have big pieces of sculpture. They're going to have commissions, and they're going to have big works from their permanent collection out there to enjoy while you sit and admire the view that James talked about.
James, when will the downtown Whitney be open to the public, and is the construction on schedule?
They're saying 2015, and schedule's always a relative thing. I think they once promised 2012. Hurricane Sandy, among other things, set them back. But it's not an unrealistic amount of time to build a building of this complexity and size. I mean, right now, it's missing most of its outside. So we were treated to absolutely stunning views of the river and the city that will not be available once they finish enclosing the building.
And Lee, just to wrap up, how do you wish they will hope that they will use this new space?
Well, the great advantage is to finally be able to show off the very rich permanent collection, which didn't have much space before. I spoke to the curator, Donna DeSalvo. You know, she's planning to do much more sustained narratives of American art using the collection and using that space. With some temporary galleries within those permanent galleries to do focus exhibitions, and all of that sounds exciting.
Lee Rosenbaum blogs as Culture Girl for ArtsJournal.com. James Russell is architecture critic for Bloomberg News. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.